Well, there's considerable sadness, obviously. I'm just walking into St. Peter's Square and already the crowds are gathering. We expect that the Angelus will be recited at 12 o'clock for the repose of his soul. I have been here for the last several weeks on a study program, and I was very fortunate to be at all the ceremonies on Thursday, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and again yesterday, Easter Sunday. In fact, I think I was just one of two Irish priests concelebrating the Mass at which Pope Francis made his very last appearance.
And how are you feeling, Father, now of the very sad news of Pope Francis's death after having that honour of being part of those celebrations over the last few days?
Well, in a certain sense, it occurs to me that the Church is like a big family throughout the whole wide world. And when a death takes place in a family, obviously there is initial sadness that the person who has died is actually gone. But then in some sense there can be a certain relief too, that an elderly person's suffering is over. And without a doubt, Pope Francis had endured a great deal these last weeks most especially, and even yesterday when he spoke, we knew that he was very weak and that, you know, his trying to be present was a great ordeal. So it's quite amazing that God has called him to his eternal rest just on the morning after Easter Sunday, when we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Father, he has been described as someone who returned simplicity to the Vatican. Would you agree with that?
He brought his own very special charisms, without a doubt. I had the privilege of meeting him some years ago, and I was always amazed at how attentive he was to the person present, to the one he was speaking to. And again, we noticed this on all his travels, you know, in Dublin when he visited Ireland. He was such a careful listener, and without a doubt, he wanted to steer the Church to a new and a better place. And he was desperately saddened by the frailty of human nature that often manifested itself in the Church. And again, he was calling people, priests and lay people, continuously calling us to goodness and to a better understanding of our responsibilities as Christians.
Father, the Pope's death now will trigger quite a lengthy period of mourning. Can you talk us through that?
Well, as I understand it, I'm no expert on Vatican affairs, but as I understand it, there'll be a 9-day mourning period beginning today, and then the funeral will take place, I imagine, the middle of next week, possibly Wednesday or Thursday, or perhaps even later next week. And then, of course, when all of that is complete, there'll be the conclave to elect a new pope.